Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 19th. You'll be interested to know. 7 years ago, today, in 2017, Park Geun-hye became the first female president elected in South Korea. She was sworn into office the following year, but then became the first democratically elected president to be removed from office when she was impeached in March of 2017. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect knee-high west-northwest medium period swell on Thursday morning, with occasional thigh sets remaining semi-choppy in the afternoon. Friday will have similar knee-high conditions, while Saturday builds to stomach-high sets in the afternoon. All mornings will be glassy with light winds. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 2 feet until 10. After that, it turns fair at 2 to 3 feet until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3.5-foot incoming low tide, when the east-southeast swell is 1.5 feet at 12 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Thursday will be 5 foot at 11 a.m., with a 0-foot low tide at 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog and feels like 52 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:46, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:46. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, lifting by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies and a high near 64 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with patchy fog returning, a low of 52, and very calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings, giving way to mostly sunny and partly sunny skies throughout the day, with highs around 60. Nights will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Coronado, the city council has opted to fill a vacancy by appointment rather than through a special election. This decision came during their first meeting, following the swearing-in of Mayor John Duncan and council members Mark Fleming and Amy Stewart. The council voted 3-1 in favor of the appointment, with Councilmember Carrie Downey opposed. Downey expressed concerns about bypassing an election, arguing it could give an appointed member an advantage for future re-election. Applications for the appointed seat will be accepted until January 13th, with interviews scheduled for January 21st. Now on to sports. The NBA's All-Star Game is undergoing a significant change this year, moving away from the traditional East versus West format. Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, and Devin Booker, all prominent players, expressed their dissatisfaction with the new setup. Durant stated, "I hate it. I absolutely hate it." He advocates for a return to the classic format. The revamped game will feature 24 all-star players, divided into 3 teams of 8, competing in a 4-team tournament with games played to 40 points. Fans are curious to see if this change will foster more competition among the players. Tonight, on Thursday Night Football in Los Angeles, the Chargers at 8-6, hosts the Denver Broncos, who are 9-5. Both teams are eyeing playoff spots, with Denver on a 4-game winning streak and the Bolts aiming to break their slump. Bo Nix seeks redemption after a shaky outing, while Justin Herbert battles through an ankle sprain. In local sports, last night, the Lakers and Kings were off. But tonight, the Lakers take on the Sacramento Kings at the Golden 1 Center. The Lakers, at 14-12, look to bounce back after a close loss to Miami. Sacramento is favored by 1.5 points. And in hockey, the Los Angeles Kings, at 18-9-4, visit Philadelphia to face the Flyers at 14-14-4. In top news, the Federal Reserve has cut its benchmark interest rate by another 0.25 point, marking the third consecutive reduction and a total decrease of 1 percentage point since September. This move aims to alleviate some financial pressure on consumers, especially after numerous rate hikes in previous years. Despite this relief, many Americans still feel inflation remains a concern. The average credit card interest rate has not significantly dropped, and auto loan rates remain high. However, this cut may benefit savings accounts, with top yields nearing 5%, offering some hope for savers moving into 2025. In business news, U.S. authorities are considering a ban on the popular Chinese-made Wi-Fi router from TP-Link due to concerns about national security. TP-Link controls approximately 65% of the router market in the United States and is the top seller on Amazon.com. Investigations by the Commerce, Defense, and Justice Departments have revealed links between TP-Link routers and cyberattacks attributed to Chinese hacking groups. Despite TP-Link's claims of assessing security risks, officials express concerns over routine security flaws in their devices. A ban would significantly impact the router market, which has seen TP-Link's rise during the pandemic. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 100,800. Ethereum is just under 3,700. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 56 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Menlo Ventures and Anthropic have officially selected the first 18 startups for their newly launched $100 million Anthology Fund, just 5 months after its announcement. These startups, chosen from thousands of applicants, are developing innovative solutions in areas such as recruiting software, autonomous coding, and fintech compliance. The program blends elements of a corporate startup initiative and an incubator offering financial support and resources. Menlo Ventures partner Tim Tully expressed excitement about identifying great companies building on Anthropic's technology and the future of artificial intelligence, especially as the industry shifts in 2025. Entertainment news. Seth Rogen's new comedy series, The Studio, explores the chaotic world of Hollywood through the eyes of an executive whose job is making movies but whose full-time role is making enemies. Rogen and co-creator Evan Goldberg have recruited a star-studded cast, including Anthony Mackie, Adam Scott, and Charlize Theron, who play exaggerated versions of themselves. The series features Martin Scorsese in a pivotal role, adding depth to the storyline. Rogan admits that much of the show reflects real-life experiences, shedding light on the complexities of the film industry and the pressure executives face. The studio premieres on March 26. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and minister, Norman Vincent Peale. And he said, "Christmas waves a magic wand over this world, and behold, everything is softer and more beautiful." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.